Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here again. It's still the 18th of November, 2011. This is my audio poo. Thank you very much to Mr. Syzygy and Mr. Nicolaway Vox for pointing out to me, both of you pointing out to me, Google Apps is what I'm talking about with my comments for Mr. Perry Gascoigne, and Nicolaway Fox pointed out that for up to 10 users, Google Apps is free, apparently. So, sounds pretty cool. So hopefully Perry will hear this boo and will learn about them that way. Or maybe we'll get to read Syzygy's blog post about it. So, I guess that's going to close that subject. I did find it a bit weird that I was driving along recording a boo for Perry and knowing full well that in a few minutes' time I was about to park up and walk into the office where he would be sat and then we'd go and have a coffee. yes, but, you know, I thought it would be good to continue the conversation online and have everyone else listen in and contribute. So fantastic! I'm glad I did now. So there we go. I also want to talk a little bit about email. A slightly different tangent. There's where I work. We've got a little IT department that look after the PCs and mail server and that sort of thing for the company I work for. And they're actually a separate company from our company. And we're an IT company as well, so it's a bit weird. But anyway, they got this new guy, new young keen lad, who's joined the team this week. And he nicked my desk. Bit of confusion. So all my possessions got chucked in a pile. And then he got told the error of his ways, and he's cleared it off again, and I've got my desk back again. But anyway, so we've had a bit of an interesting relationship. So now he sits next to me in the desk next to me, and but because he nicked my desk, it's kind of a slightly bizarre attitude towards each other. Which I'm riffing on and just being friendly, and that's fine. But I thought, there's an opportunity to pick his brains and if he's keen, because he seemed like he was bored, he didn't know what to do, he didn't have enough work to do. So I thought, why not? He's a new brain with new ideas and new experiences from somewhere else, and maybe he's got a bit of time in his hands. I'll share with him my email problem. So we have an email quota, and I like to keep all my email, as much as my email as possible, on the mail server, so that it will be accessible from all of my devices and searchable, and all that stuff. What I don't want to do is pull it down onto local archive files on a PC somewhere, or my Mac, or whatever, because A, they're not accessible from all devices then, and B, they can get lost that way. I did that in the past with my on my MacBook Air, and pulled down the local archive stored a local archive on my encrypted hard drive image, or home directory image. And then when my hard drive failure happened, I lost that, and for some reason the Time Machine backup was also corrupted, so I completely lost all those emails. And there were years and years and years of archives on there. But yes, so I'd done my research and found that bloody rich text emails and HTML emails take up so much space, especially when they're stored on the Exchange server. You can, and I've demonstrated it to the guys, you can get an email it's an email thread, the people that have replied and replied and replied, and there's a huge history appears in an email thread. Well, maybe not that huge, but, 10, 20 emails in the thread. And if it's HTML rich text format, somebody put some interesting formatting in there or a picture or whatever, you can get an email that's about like 300, 400, 500K in size, which just appears to be just text, but because it's been encoded and marked up and all this stuff, you get loads and loads of crap in there. And so I demonstrate, you know, I can pull that file into a local PST file, open it up, edit it, turn it into plain text, save it, put it back on the server, and it'll be 3K. So you've got like 497K worth of markup. And the important thing about this email is the text, not the formatting. So the challenge I set them before the IT department there was, you know, is there a way I can easily convert my HTML emails on the server into plain text so I can keep them? Because I've got two options. I can delete the email, or I can try and keep just the text and the plain text version and lose all the formatting. But at least I get to keep the email. It's still searchable. I can still refer to it. But there doesn't seem to be a solution. I reckon it's obviously it's a conspiracy between the software manufacturers and the hard drive manufacturers, because they just want to keep people using more and more storage. But it just seems like such a waste to me. And, you know, I fiddled around and I wrote a little unit script that I can run on my Mac, and I can pull the files off the server, put them on a local folder on my Mac, and I can run a Unix script which will just go through, and if it finds an email with an HTML encoded view of the email and a plain text alternative view of the email, just discard the HTML one, discard the attachments, and just leave me with the plain text. I wrote a little script that did that, but it's still a right pain, and I don't understand why there isn't a, you know, whether there's a better solution that could do it directly on the Exchange server or whatever, whether there's an Exchange server plug-in architecture where people can write bits of program that you'll plug into your Exchange server and it would do that, and it's a matter of disk space they could save. So I shared this with the guy and asked him if he had any ideas, and he had no idea at all. He just started Googling it, and they started coming up with the same things that I'd already looked at weeks ago and months ago. And then we go, well, why do you need so much email? You know, how many emails have you got? So I opened up the inspector and I got it to analyze, and it told me all the folders and how many emails and are in there. And the biggest folder was my sent item folder, and it was 220,000. Does it 220 or 22,000? No, 22,000 emails in my sent box. And I said, how far is that going back? So I had a look, and it was like September 2010. So it's just a year, just over a year's worth of emails, 22,000 emails. So I said, well, okay, well, if you say 250 working days a year, that's still 100 emails a day, roughly. And it's just ridiculous. How on earth am I sending 100 emails a day? I don't know how I might be receiving 100 work emails a day, or maybe 200. I'm sure I've looked in the past, and, you know, yeah, maybe I'm receiving 200 emails, and a lot of them are automated alerts and things I've been CC'd on, all that stuff like that. But send 100 emails a day? So I had a look. I thought, wow, this is ridiculous. I had a look through and selected all the emails from yesterday, and then started dragging it, and a little bloom came up and said something like 80 emails. 80 emails I sent yesterday. Day before, about 80 emails again. Tuesday, 130 emails. And today again. Today I've looked, 80 more than 80 emails. 84 emails, I think it was. What am I doing with myself? I'm just bloody sending emails all day. Surely that's not healthy. I mean, I know I work hard. I know I've got my fingers in a lot of pies. I know I've got a lot of information I need to share with a lot of people. But 80 emails a day on average, 130 some days, that's just, is that healthy? I really don't know. Please, Audioboo, tell me, is that healthy? No wonder I'm so knackered. Right, I'm going to bed now because I'm knackered, and I'm going to be useless at the weekend if I don't get a load of sleep first. So I'm off. Toodle-boo. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.